chapter 15. Dawn brought pale-washed skies, drizzle and a layer of mist over windless land and sea. The cavern beneath the ledges was thick with acrid smoke. Letho Shellhound skidded in, striving with rudder and paw to hold his balance on the glistening floor. Big Colin Galedeep held tight to the rocky walls, the smoke stinging his eyes as he coughed and yelled out to Banya Streamdog,
"Get some torches lit and fetch him in here, will you?"
Both he and the outlaw Sea Otter hung on, gagging and spluttering, until a half dozen torches were brought. Colin rubbed his streaming eyes, staring about him in the flickering light and deep shadow.
"What in the name of fur and rudders has been going on here?"
Banya held her torch high as she held onto a ledge.
"The place is empty. There ain't no beast anywhere."
Letho slid across to the hanging curtain of vegetation, which screened the cave from the sea. From there, he pondered the scene before him.
Seaweed and damp wood have been piling the big cooking fire to make all this smoke. I can't see what this slippery mess all over the floor is.
Logo Galedeep dipped a paw in the slime, sniffing at it several times before hazarding a guess.
"Smells like gully plug punch and seafood stew, and leftovers mixed with vegetable oil. But where's our families? Do you think Felix and the cats took them all prisoner?"
Big Colin dispelled the idea with a snort.
"No, never. My missus and the others wouldn't have been taken without a fight. Look around, mate. Do you see any slain or wounded beasts from either side laying about? There's not even a trace of blood. The place is empty. Ahoy there, Shellhound. Where are you off to?"
Letho had parted the trailing curtain and plunged into the mist-shrouded sea. He surfaced a short distance from the cave.
"You're right, mate. They weren't ambushed, even though I noticed lots of cat signs outside by the land entrance. There's a good chance your family's escaped. We'd best start a search for them. You stream divers and wave dogs, come with me. Colin, take the rest and follow along the coast. See if you can pick up any trails."
The clans of the stream divers and wave dogs formed a spread-out phalanx behind the outlaw. They swam smoothly along the quiet coastal waters, watching for any signs of life. There was no let-up in the dull early morn. Mist and drizzle persisted, limiting both sound and vision in the calm, waveless sea. Worries, doubts and fears for the families plagued the clan beasts' minds. Was Letho right in his supposition? Had their loved ones avoided the murderous wildcat? Letho pressed on into the enveloping mist, listening keenly for the slightest hopeful sound. The tall, ragged rocks of a headland loomed up out of the gloom. The clan beast swam in Letho's wake as he changed course seaward. There was a space of open water between the cape and a massive dark rock that stood apart from it. Raising his voice, the outlaw yelled an Otter Clan cry.
"Yalla-hoo!"
An echo bounced back from the rock. A moment's silence followed, broken only by the lap of water against stone. Then a booming call rang out.
"Oh!"
Leaving his comrades behind, Letho cut the water speedily. He headed for the rock, and a hulking figure perched upon it. Once he could make out the nature of the creature, he returned his greeting.
"Yalla-hoo! Gowra-hom! Ha-hoo!"
The grey bull seal, Gowra-hom, threw back his head and reared up.
"Ho-om! Look, look, look!"